This is my tribute to agriculture. Truth is all I'm searching for, town to town, door to door. Happiness, nothing more than Sunday at the zoo. Riding high inside the wires is some of all my desires. Earth, rain, requires love for me and you, farm fresh onions. Big and round and sweet and real, good to eat, they appeal to anyone who wants a meal that's sure to fortify. Kiss the stars, sweat the years, it appears that all your fears won't bring to you those happy tears that feel so good to cry. Farm fresh onions. Sing it. Farm fresh onions. Sing it. Farm fresh onions. Falling from the air. Take a good look in the mirror on the wall. Overwhelming to the mind, too confined, but still confined. Stay the course until I find the onion in us all. Farm fresh onions. Sing it. Straight into the sun, we're at its core. The onion one wants you to know there's never none. There's no need for alarm. Where millions, billions, zillions wait, proliferate their blissful state to welcome your arrival date, the day you buy the farm fresh onions. Save me, please. Save me from myself, Lyle, please.
I mean, that's always been one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's my favorite singing right there, too. That's fantastic. It's not everybody's favorite song, you know. I played this place one time, and they said, please play these songs. And they put down about five songs, and they say, under no circumstances play Farm Fresh Onions.
Was this a regular gig, or was it like a private gig?
No, it was like one of those sort of weird semi-private gigs where like the promoter figured out that he wasn't going to make any money, so he sold it to the mayor of Durango. Really, that happened. I mean, the guy was like, he totally chickened out, and he sold it to the mayor of Durango, and all of a sudden the mayor of Durango, like at the time, was like, you know, like, I don't know, the biggest raging alcoholic in the world, and he had all his friends over. It was just a nightmare. You would think that that person would not be a discerning person.
Well, he was clearly destined for a national office.
Bigger things, yes.
Bigger things.
Yes.
Well, that's always a great, you know, that's a great thing when you get a, you know, strong suggestions of what to play. But you know, we've played some joints over the years. I remember in the middle of the very fastest song I knew, playing a place called the Silver Bullet in Columbia, Missouri, which was a country dance club on the bottom and or on the top, and a bowling alley on the bottom. As the club manager said, you know, people that bowl drink beer, and people that drink beer love country music. That was the logic.
That's how we roll here at the old.
And this was in 1987, before I was playing with the band, and I showed up with James Gilmer, who plays congas. James and I played since 1978 together. He plays congas, and then John Higgin plays cello. And we're just a three-piece, and as we were loading in, the club manager said, "Where's the rest of the band?" Like that. I knew it was going to be a rough night, but anyway, this guy came up during the fastest song that we knew and during a solo, and he stood right in front of the stage, and he went, you know, did like this, and so and he said to me, "You know, if you play something fast, it'd help you out a lot."